Close to you all. So in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You can pass these out at the end. Well, we have our second talk today for calendar year 2022-23. And the title is Baptism, the Gateway to Christian Life. I've just started, fellas, so. Today's theme, this second meditation in my series this year, entitled The Seven Sacraments Revisited, is entitled Baptism, the Gateway to the Christian Life. Pope Francis recently and significantly wrote that our first encounter with Christ's paschal deed, the dying and rising of Jesus, is the event that marks the life of all believers, our baptism. That's in his new document, Desiderio Desideravi 12. About baptized Catholics, Pope Francis has also said it has consequences, and I quote, "Christians are joyful. They are never gloomy." This is the Pope. "God is at our side. We have a mother who always intercedes for the life of her children, for us. Jesus has shown us the face of God is that of a loving father. Sin and death have been defeated. Christians cannot be pessimists. They do not look like someone in constant mourning. If we are truly in love with Christ, and if we sense how much he loves us, Our heart will light up with a joy that spreads to everyone around us." How very beautiful, isn't it? Very beautiful and reassuring words from our Holy Father, the grace of baptism. Or the first residential Archbishop of Washington, Cardinal Patrick O'Boyle. There are very few of you who probably know him from this group. He was the founder of the John Carroll Society and many other things. He was once asked a seemingly simple question: what was the most important day of your life? You would have thought his answer would have been the day he was ordained a priest, or perhaps more likely, the day he became a cardinal of the church, that most exclusive club in the entire world. But his answer was immediate and clear. He reportedly said, "The day of my baptism." There's much wisdom in that response. The challenge of this November meditation as we study this first of the three sacraments of initiation is to help make the response of that wonderful first residential Archbishop of Washington credible and understandable in our day, in this quasi-post-pandemic day. As if to understand the importance of baptism as well, Emeritus Pope Benedict XVI, his first chapter in his book, Jesus of Nazareth, and I would recommend that book, is entitled The Baptism of Jesus. He inaugurates his public ministry in the waters of the Jordan by the baptism of his precursor and cousin, John the Baptist. Emeritus Pope Benedict XVI writes, "Jesus' baptism anticipated his death on the cross, and the heavenly voice proclaimed an anticipation of his resurrection. These anticipations have now become reality. John's baptism with water has received its full meaning through the baptism of Jesus' own life and death. To accept the invitation to be baptized now means to go to the place of Jesus' baptism. It is to go where he identifies himself with us, and to receive our identification with him. The point where he anticipates death, the Pope writes, has now become the point where we anticipate rising again with him, death and resurrection. So important was baptism for Jesus that his final words in Matthew's gospel, effectively his mission statement to his disciples, was, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Matthew 28:19. This wasn't a suggestion on Jesus' part. And when I do baptisms here, we happily are doing more and more baptisms here in this parish, I always remind the people that this was the result of a command. This wasn't a suggestion that they bring their child or older person for baptism. It's Jesus' own words. Referring to these words, Emeritus Pope Benedict writes, "The baptism that Jesus' disciples have been administering since he spoke those words is an entrance into the Master's own baptism, linking his baptism in the Jordan with ours, into the reality that he anticipated by means of it. That is the way to become a Christian." And so then, our theme today is baptism, the gateway to Christian life. The sacraments, beginning with baptism, each instituted by Christ himself. How many sacraments are there? And what is the definition of a sacrament? Outward sign instituted by Christ to give grace. It's the only thing that I would invite you to memorize this year. And if you don't know it, you can talk to one of the two sisters in the back, and they will tell you exactly what it means. It's the one thing I remember from 9 years of grade school, taught by sisters happily, the definition of a sacrament. Each touches the various stages. Each sacrament, beginning with baptism, touches the various stages and important moments of the Christian's life as followers of Jesus. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches the sacraments give birth and increase, healing and mission to the Christian's life of faith. There is therefore a certain resemblance between the stages of natural life, our natural life, and the stages of the spiritual life. Having said that, may I quickly remind you, as I emphasized in my first meditation, it would be a mistake to consider the seven sacraments as merely isolated events with no link to each other or to Christ and his church. They're aspects of one Paschal or Easter mystery, various aspects of one mystery. Each in its own way is a prolongation, each sacrament, in time and space of that unique mystery to Jesus Christ. We can't talk about the sacraments which he gave us without understanding his role and his life, his passion, his death, his resurrection. Each sacramental encounter, therefore, brings us in touch with the living and risen Jesus, an encounter which changes and transforms us, that is, gives us grace. Baptism, that most important day in a Christian's life, is in effect the gateway to the sacramental life of the church. The Catechism calls it the basis of the whole Christian life. The person baptized belongs no longer to himself, but him who died and rose for us, namely Jesus. The baptized becomes forever a member of the living body of the risen Christ. As Emeritus Pope Benedict writes about baptism, it is to go where he identifies himself with us and to receive our identification, Christian, with him. The point where he anticipates death has now become the point where we anticipate rising again with him. Close quote. Baptism is thus the first of three sacraments of initiation. The others are Holy Eucharist, which we'll treat the next time, and Confirmation, which we'll retreat a few times later. Baptism was not just an event when you were a child, for most of us, or later for some, an occasion for a family celebration, a one-day celebration, a way to escape limbo. Remember limbo? An opportunity to be cleansed of original sin. It is for sure all of the above, but dear friends, so much more. Baptism is a lifetime challenge. Baptism is the daily challenge to live out those promises we made or were made for us by our sponsor. On the day of our baptism, the rejection of sin and the profession of our Catholic faith. But what is it? What makes it possible for us to live out these promises that were made for us or we made ourselves? What happens at baptism that makes it so important? There is an amazing, truly amazing thing that happens in baptism. God puts his very life in us. Baptism comes from the Greek word baptistein, which means to plunge or immerse into the very life of God. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Galatians 2:20. That has to be one of my favorite passages from all of Scripture. Galatians 2:20. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives within me. The baptized have put on Christ. Baptism is, in effect, birth into a new life in Christ. It is the beginning of our walk with the Lord, and it is a lifetime journey of which each one of us is on, and we're on together. St. Paul spells it out even more beautifully in Romans 6:3-4, one of the readings we heard for All Souls Day. I quote, "Do you know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." In newness of life. And this newness of life has real consequences. This isn't just fable. We become new creatures. We put on Christ. The United States Catechism for Adults helps us understand the consequences of baptism by looking at the eight major elements of the baptismal ceremony itself. Some of you who are grandparents, I know these by heart. After all, each sacrament is an instructive symbol. Each sacrament accomplishes what it signifies. That's an important piece of a definition of a sacrament. It accomplishes what it signifies. Dying and rising, new life, baptism as an example. Now we look at the individual steps in the baptismal ceremony. First, the sign of the cross. At the beginning of the baptismal ceremony, the sign of the cross is made on the forehead of the person to be baptized, which symbolizes Christ's saving death. Baptism is, after all, a sacrament of salvation. Two, readings from Scripture. In the readings, the Holy Spirit sheds light on the celebration, increases faith of the participants with the light of revealed truth. Three, exorcism and anointing. Baptism liberates us from sin, both original and personal, and all punishment due to sin. With the oil of salvation, the person to be baptized is called to renounce sin and leave behind the power of evil. Four, blessing of the baptismal water, recited prayer that the Holy Spirit may be sent upon the water and that the baptized be born of water and the Holy Spirit. When God created water, he had the blessing of baptismal water in mind. He had to have. Five, renunciation of sin and profession of faith. Sin rejected and faith professed by the person to be baptized or the sponsor. Baptism is the sacrament of faith. It's the sacramental entry into the life of faith. Six, the essential rite. Water poured three times, or a person immersed three times with the prayer, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." In baptism, we become reborn as children of God, the Father, forever. We become united to his body, the body of Christ, the church, and to each other and him. We become temples of the Holy Spirit. We are plunged into the water as if into Trinitarian life, the life of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Water, the sign of baptism, symbolizes so well what has happened. Water both destroys and gives life. It is not magic. Prefigured in the Old Testament, especially in the crossing of the Red Sea, we understand this liberation as a sign of freedom, as a death or a destruction of sin, and the birth of new life in the power of the Holy Spirit. Sins are buried and washed away as we die with Jesus and rise with him from immersion in the water or being cleansed by the pouring of water. 7, anointing with sacred chrism symbolizes one's anointing with Christ, that forever the baptized is anointed into Christ, who is anointed priest, prophet, and king. And finally, the white garment and the candle. They symbolize being clothed into the protective love of Christ and enlightened by him, enlightened by the Easter candle, a sign of risen life. And that's why we have the Easter candle near the baptismal for baptismal purposes. Now, baptism is necessary for salvation. Jesus tells Nicodemus, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Holy Spirit," John 3:5. In Mark's gospel, Jesus sending forth his disciples, and it wasn't a suggestion, he commands them to baptize all nations and says further in Mark 16:16, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." Moreover, the Catechism of the Catholic Church makes it clear that baptism is necessary for salvation, for those to whom the gospel has been proclaimed and who have had the possibility of asking for the sacrament. God has bound salvation, the Catechism says, to the sacrament of baptism, but he himself is not bound by the sacraments. Catechism 1257. So important is baptism, however, that Jesus begins his own public ministry only first after being baptized himself by John in the Jordan. In fact, the United States Catholic Catechism for Adults teaches the origin and foundation of Christian baptism is Jesus. In the words of St. Gregory of Nazianzus, he comes to sanctify the Jordan for our sake, and in readiness for us, he who is spirit and flesh comes to begin a new creation through the spirit and water. It was quite an experience when I was on pilgrimage to the Holy Land to actually walk in the Jordan and to remember what happened there. It was one of the more impressive things that we experienced. Jesus' baptism at the Jordan is a manifestation of his own self-emptying, a self-emptying that is made more explicit on the cross out of love for each of us. In fact, the blood and water which flowed from his side on the cross are types of baptism and the Eucharist. San Ambrogio of Milano writes, "See where you are baptized. See where baptism comes from, if not from the cross of Christ, from his death. And there is the whole mystery. He died for you. In him you are redeemed. In him you are saved." Close quote. And after his resurrection, Jesus gives his mission to his apostles. "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." Yes, dear friends, baptism is necessary for salvation, as is the church herself, which we enter by baptism. Our call, our vocation, we have a vocation. We talked about this 2 days ago on the All Saints Day, to holiness. That vocation is also rooted in baptism. In these days, when we celebrate the Solemnity of All Saints, we focus on the call to holiness, those canonized and those holy men and women who live holy lives like yourselves. Each of us, we pray. This call to holiness, and it's a vocation, is rooted in baptism, and it is a call for each one of us to heed. St. Paul sets forth a practical plan for holiness, a plan made possible by the grace of our baptism. He urges us to put on then, as God's chosen one, holy and beloved, heart-filled compassion, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another. If one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so must you so do. And over all of these, put on love. That is the bond of perfection. Colossians 3, 12 to 13. St. Paul, in his writings, never tires of urging us, each and every baptized Christian, to live as is fitting among the saints. Ephesians 5, 3. In baptism, then, it becomes our mission, our sharing in the very mission of Jesus, and by virtue of our baptism. By baptism, we become anointed ones. Each of us becomes other Christs, Alter Christi. Baptism gives us an indelible spiritual sign, a character that consecrates us to Christ forever. Given once and for all, baptism cannot be repeated. So, dear friends, to conclude, always remember the day of your baptism. Do you all know the day you were baptized? Do you know where you were baptized? That's going to be my homework assignment to you. I was 15th of February at Sacred Heart Church on 16th Street. But all of us should know that's the most important day of our life as Christians, the date of our baptisms. You see why it is the most important day of your life. While Cardinal O'Boyle got it right, why it makes us marked men and women for Jesus forever, why it changes us, continues to change us, and infuse the life of God within us, why it changes us each day to promote the mission of Jesus, priestly, prophetic, and kingly. We continue to pray the blessings of our baptism will grow deeper in us each and every day, and that others will know we are Christians by our love, by what we say and do and are, which all began on the day of our baptism. Amen. The next meeting will be December 1st.